Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just saw this story during the break here. Woods, obviously a big sports weekend coming up with the World Series continuing tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. College football, you've got the Big Ten returning. You've got the Mountain West returning this weekend. Also got a big fight tomorrow, UFC. It's Khabib against Gaethje. And I just saw the video. They did the weigh-in yesterday. I have never seen a fighter so relieved to make weight. Khabib Nurmagomedov. Got up on the scale, and actually, you know, they brought two guys out with a towel because, you know, mostly they're in their trunks or skivvies. They get to their skivvies. He went completely, like, 100% naked on the scale, and when the weight hit exactly 155, which was the upper limit to make weight for the fight, he gave this gigantic, like, look, like...
Like, thank God.
God, just so glad that I made that.
Can you imagine if we had to make weight to come to work? You guys just be dead air. It'd be dead air for 4 hours every single day.
Well, once
Did
again,
they make
Ben
it?
And Woods.
No, they're
Ball
just
didn't make
not even close
for the show today.
They're just not even close. They're not close again. So maybe they'll try again next week.
We have to like spit into
running a garbage bag. We can set the bar high. I mean,
yeah,
we don't have
350.
Yeah,
radio fighting radio weight. I have I've seen some radio hosts that
I feel fit
pretty high on the radio weight level for sure. So. I'd never seen a fighter though like express. I mean, he looked like I don't think I'm gonna make this, and he made it by the skin of his everything is how he made it, Woodsy. So
I am in my coffin. Thank you, Paul, for that.
You're welcome. We will get some TV recommendations, streaming recommendations from Craig Elston. First, though, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. That's tomorrow at 97.3 The Fan. You'll be listening to the Smart Investing Show with Brent Wilsey and Chase Wilsey. Wilsey Asset Management, one of California's leading investment firms. They'll educate you on the best financial moves for your investments. You'll discover one of the smartest hours on radio. It's not this one. This one's just hopefully entertaining.
Yeah, fun and entertaining.
Not that smart. I mean, you know, Craig Elston is a smart guy.
You're smart.
And I'm a smart guy. I don't know that giving people streaming television recommendations is adding to the educational level of our country. But there are some actually shows that are actually informative.
He's really digging, a better person, he's digging himself into a hole
and trying
here,
to dig
Craig.
Himself back out of it as we welcome Craig onto our SDCCU fan hotline. I mean, we're not asking you to be, you know, reinvent nuclear fission here.
All right, you got it. It's fine.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
let's go.
Just relax. Jeez.
Posh cheerio, boys. I'm here to entertain you and educate the world.
Yeah, if you do it in a British accent, sounds smarter. That's what we've decided this morning. Morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm all right. The weirdest intro in the history of this segment.
Hey, here's his intro. Hey, everybody. This segment, well, kind of sucks, but it's cool because... I don't know, Craig. It's just priceless. Priceless.
I get carried away with segues and transitions.
Yeah,
sometimes
you do.
They just don't work.
I know.
So.
It's great. Just get to it.
We popped the clutch, boys, but we can still get on the road.
Yes, let's do it.
So, TV streaming recommendations for you. People have already been mentioning it. I didn't get to watch it last night, so like, I don't feel that I'm allowed to recommend something until I watch it. But Borat, the new Borat subsequent movie film, is out on Amazon Prime today. So that's just an FYI if you didn't know that it was released today. It is released today. That's what I'll be watching tonight.
Same.
In and around some baseball.
Yes.
I'd like to contribute to the low ratings of the World Series. I got three other ones for you guys, though. We're going to start off, if you're looking for a family action movie that maybe everyone can agree upon, on Netflix. I've got one for you. It came out a couple weeks ago, and that's Enola Holmes. Did you see when this ran through the front page of Netflix, guys?
No, I missed this entirely.
All right. Well, it is a new vehicle, a new franchise for the star of Stranger Things, Millie Bobby Brown, the young woman who played 11 and took the world by storm the last couple of years. She plays Enola Holmes, the much younger sister of Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, nice.
And Mycroft Holmes. Yeah, so this is in the Sherlock Holmes extended universe, so to speak. Her mother is raising her, and she's got some very interesting questions about her as well. But look, this is a way to get an incredibly spirited, talented young actress into a somewhat action vehicle, and that's what you get with Enola Holmes. It's well shot. It's well done. There's the Holmes mystery. She has to solve it. She's got an opportunity to show off all of her incredible talent, her range, that mix of cute and fierce that really works well. Sherlock Holmes does show up. He's played by Henry Cavill, who most ladies like a lot. And Mycroft Holmes is there as well. But it's a fun one. There's a couple semi-scary action moments in it. It's rated PG-13. My 9-year-old got scared once, but generally watched it to the end, which is a good measure for me to say that for most families, this is one that, you know, if mom's arguing for one thing and the kid's arguing for another, this might be one to settle a controversy over the weekend in terms of what to watch. And Enola Holmes, I liked it. I thought it was generally a movie that had, you know, all the right things going for it. It's not going to knock your socks off, but it's pleasant. It's action. It's got a little sweet to it. More than anything, it's a chance to watch Millie Bobby Brown. If you think she's terrific, like I do, this is something I guarantee you there's going to be an Enola Holmes 2, Enola Holmes 3, and on down the road.
Well, it's good to know because you went in with a skeptical eye. Feels like it could turn into just kind of like a Nickelodeon kind of, you know, goofy kids kind of thing, but it sounds like it's better than that.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, there's adult moments to it. There's a little action to it. It wasn't campy in a Nickelodeon type way. I'm actually glad you brought that up because I don't want to sell it the wrong way. It was a good movie for the whole family. And I think Millie Bobby Brown's terrific. She's just got incredible charisma.
All right. What's up next?
All right. Up next, we've lost so much in terms of art during the pandemic, right, guys? We've had movies shut down. We've had shows canceled. We have had some music, and the one, I think, primary addition to our artistic world over the last couple of months has been people coming together to create things to either raise money or get out the vote, right? We've had big cast reunions, and we've had musical performances, and one that came up this week on HBO Max, presented by Adult Swim and Ben & Jerry, Holy Kalamavote, and this is a live concert of Run the Jewels.
Oh, nice.
So, which is why I wanted to bring it up. If you're as much of a fan of Run the Jewels 4, the album that came out this summer, I think is one of the biggest albums of the summer, you've never gotten the chance to see RTJ perform RTJ 4, and that's what you get on Holy Kalamavote. You get a complete, you know, on-stage performance with Killer Mike, with LP, and if you've listened to RTJ 4, you know the, you know, yes, it's hip-hop, but their multiculturality, the way that they play off each other verbally, it's incredible to see them on stage and working together through the songs instead of through a produced mix. Really powerful to me. Great album, great performance. And hey, don't forget to vote, right?
And Woods, can you give me just a little backstory on Run the Jewels? Because I've heard of them, but I don't really know much about them.
So where are they from, Craig? Are they Atlanta guys?
Well, Killer Mike's Atlanta.
Killer Mike's huge.
LP is New York, I think.
And man, they bring so much fire and so much meaning behind their raps and their performances. They did some stuff with Zach De La Rocha from Rage Against the Machine. It's phenomenal. They're phenomenal. They're a phenomenal band. You know,
have I read any Run the Jewels before?
I don't think you've read RTJ yet, but maybe that's maybe that should happen next week.
Okay,
beautiful.
I like it. Yeah, and anyone I can get hooked onto that band, I absolutely will. RTJ, incredible. Holy Calamavo, that is on HBO Max if you're looking for it. Last one I've got for you guys is a setup for next week, okay? Halloween week. Everyone wants to get in a haunting mood, and I've got the show for you on Netflix, The Haunting of Bly Manor. Actually came out last week, and I binged the whole thing pretty quickly. This is the second in a semi-anthological series from the showrunner Mike Flanagan. You might remember 2 years ago on Netflix his first show, which was The Haunting of Hill House. I loved The Haunting of Hill House. That wound up, I think, being 11th on my top 20 for Crossing Streams for 2018. Now, Flanagan and basically the same group of actors are back. It's in a way, it's entertaining. It's like an old troupe. Dramatic troupe where it's the same actors but playing different roles, and that's what we have for The Haunting of Bly Manor. New story, new setting, still that same creepy dread. The story based on Henry James' 19th century horror novella, The Turn of the Screw. The basic plot is that there's an American au pair who takes a job in England watching over two precocious but troubled children in a beautiful remote English manor. And then once she gets there, she finds out that she's in a place where people can check in, but they can never leave.
Oh, I'm terrified already. It's England, so it's England. So that's number one. It's scary stuff is in England.
Even normal things.
Even normal things are scary in England. Yeah, I like this already. Yeah, food is terrifying.
But if you're terrified by like peas, yeah.
Yes,
mushy peas are terrifying.
Yeah, and like bangers and mash. Well, we do. We have creepy children. We have an old manor. We've got rooms you're not supposed to go into, the whole thing. I want to emphasize to the audience, I'm not generally a horror fan. So if I'm recommending a horror show, hopefully that tells you I think it's a little bit better than the average scratch. This isn't just built for jump scares. There's no real pulpy gore or slasher stuff to either The Haunting of Hill House or The Haunting of Bly Manor. I thought Hill House was a little bit scarier than Bly Manor, but didn't end as well. I thought Bly Manor told a slightly more complete tale, but was a little bit less scary along the way. But either one of those shows, and I'll just kind of toss out both, Haunting of Hill House, Haunting of Bly Manor, you can find them both on Netflix. They're both very, very well acted and very well directed. And they're the kind of shows, guys, you can't really second screen when you watch, because a lot of the scares are a little ghost popping up in the corner, in the back corner of your shot, where you're not even looking for it. There's a lot of passive fear on these shows that I think is really well done. So Haunting of Bly Manor, I recommend it. I think it's a good show for people who are looking to get their scare on heading into Halloween week.
Love it, man. Love it.
Craig, as always, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Take care, boys. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, Craig Elston giving us his streaming television recommendations on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. SDCCU Online and Mobile Banking lets you do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. Speaking of haunting and Halloween, just quickly here, Woods, we have a moment. What's the plan at the Woods household for Halloween? Because I know the trick-or-treating's kind of a bit off this year, door-to-door, at least the traditional style of trick-or-treating because of COVID.
We got a costume, and we'll just give him some candy. I'm sure he'll be fine.
He doesn't need to do the whole walk through the neighborhood stuff. You just want the candy.
Yeah,
kids just want the candy.
I think if you don't know you're missing it, then you don't miss it. You know, I think they're going to do something at his school, like a little Halloween thing. And yeah, he'll be in costume. I think he's going to be a skeleton. He's going to look like one of the Cobra Kai boys. I believe. So, yeah, we'll see. He's changed his mind 7,000 times on what he wants to be. So he just finally went with the skeleton. And we'll see if it sticks. Okay, right. Let's get to it.
It's a classic. It's a slap. I never heard the track. You haven't lived till Ben Reeves rap. It's a classic. It's a slap. I never heard the track. You haven't lived till Ben Reeves rap. Friday's 7:50 a.m., not an a.m. Ben's about to play himself, Woods can't wait to play him. Being so dang polite, he uses no obscenities. Ben's about as nice, has the room's amenities. Where you at? I'm in the driveway, you on the highway. How's he never heard this song? Who knows, bro, no way. Setting up weekends full of laughter, full of play. Ben's about to butcher classes, got a slap in major ways, major lanes. Should've knew that, classic. How'd he do that? Longing for the day he tries to say, chopped and screw raps. Ben, don't do this, don't do that. We know you never heard the verses, know you really blew that.
All right, so in honor of Padres catcher Luis Campusano, arrested with 79 grams of the devil's lettuce, this is for you, Luis.
Welcome to everyone on Instagram out there. I know that's a popular way to consume your Ben Reads raps. Here we go.
Wait, where's your hat and chain? Are you kidding
me
right
now? What the hell is going on? We got time.
It's fine. I totally forgot. Take 1 week off and...
Unbelievable. Just checked out of Ben Reads raps. Shout out.
Forget the procedure.
Shout out to Luis.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've hollered from the town, mess around, and heard Yuckin' Numb said I gotta be down, because new styles is going down, look around you. Tunes from the loons spreading round and round you. Back to get my O on, they let me flow on. The 35 on it, yeah, I'm on it. Still bringing satin for them drawers. Velvet for the mic, and got a pound for the cause. Rolling up cannabis sativa, hitting the Mary Jane, smoking the five before it's 12 o'clock, sipping on Hurricane. Ready to smoke on the endo, rolling up my window, fin to go to the land with a hand full of broccoli. When it comes to the sticky, I'm the man. Crush nasty, I be hitting the J so hard, Earl. Fall on the floor, fitting to have a stroke, THC ain't no joke. I got five on everything. Let's get loaded and smoke. S-P-I-C-E about to hit it and croak. I got five on it. Got a good. Grab your foe. Let's get keyed. I got five on it. Messing with that endo weed. I got five on it. Got a good. It got me stuck. And now I'm toe back. I got five on it. Putna. Let's go half on a sack. Yeah, yeah, what's up, baby? It's me, your boy, with the kick that's always tight. You a little short on some ends. Don't worry, I'll take care of that. I got five on that. I got you.
Unbelievable. I got five on it.
I got questions on that.
Okay.
So which one? So what were the references here that I did not understand? Luns? Tunes from the loons?
I don't know.
Don't know,
I don't know
that
what
one?
That means myself.
What was Yuck and Numb? No, again? Nope. Don't know that one. I'm sipping on Hurricane. Is that like the drink?
Probably. Yeah.
All right. Endo, I've heard before. What does that mean, though?
It's grown indoors.
Indoor weed. Okay, yeah. I've heard that one before.
Stronger, allegedly. I don't know.
Broccoli, that seems fairly self-evident as a somewhat...
If you say, I got five on it, you know what that means?
Five on it, no.
Yeah, like the name of the song, I got five on it. Like, I'll throw
it's like
in...
such a big joint that I need five fingers to hold it.
No, I mean, no. That's okay. A decent deduction. But I got $5 on it. I'll throw in $5.
That's not going to get you
very
far.
It's not going to get you very
right?
much. It's not going to get you Luis Campusano.
I mean, that won't get Paul to your door.
No, that's true.
To deliver.
That's true.
Which is his new job, by the way. Let's see. I think that's about it.
The Luns is a dude's name. That's Tunes from the Lines. Lines.
Okay.
That's his name. Yeah, it's about marijuana, man.
Yes, I figured that out quite quickly.
Yes.
Fairly self-evident.
Yes.
On that one.
Oh, well
so,
done,
and who was that
sir.
By?
Who sings that song? It is.
Go to the top here. Lines.
Lunas.
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 Lunas. There we go.
Knocked it out, man. Knocked it out. I'm posting it right now.
I don't know. One of my best. I wouldn't call it one of my best ever.
I thought it was pretty good.
I tried. I don't know. You can evaluate the performance as you see fit. Get in the holiday spirit along the Halloween trail at Petco Park, a socially distanced Halloween-themed pumpkin patch experience with trick-or-treating, spooky festivities, characters, and more. Experience runs October 23rd. That is today, if I'm not mistaken. through November 1st. For those looking for a scarier thrill, check out the Halloween Trail at Petco Park Movie Night, an outdoor movie experience for adults 21 and over with snacks and a Halloween favorite movie. Visit Padres.com/Halloween for details and tickets. We got a really busy final hour coming up, Woods. Up next, we're going to talk to the guy. We played the little teaser clip earlier, who hosts the new Secondary Lead podcast, and his first season is all about, it's called The Rise and Fall of Ken Caminiti. And we'll get a little insight as to why he picked Ken Caminiti as the focus of his podcast that he's getting started, and some of the stories he's learned. You mentioned he talked to Brad Ausmus and some of Cammy's former teammates in putting this all together, and if there is a guy who's compelling, both because of the success he had on the field, the demons that he fought off of the field, and just kind of his larger-than-life clubhouse persona that he had, seems like a great one, especially for Padres fans. So we'll get to that coming up next. Also later in the hour, Casey Stern and his unbelievable, tragic story that we've got to get into. It's just going to pull at your heartstrings here. So final hour of Ben and Woods is going to be a big one here. Stay tuned to San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.